Today's daf is Arla daf Chaf Gimel, and we are on Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. We just read the Mishnah here in the second parak of Maseches Arla, which is all about bittul and inyanim of items overpowering the other. As we spoke about at the end of Shir yesterday, we spoke about the Ran, that bittul is based on a clash. And today we talk more about the Mishnah that we mentioned, that the Mishnah assumed that Isur Mevatlin Zed Zed, that Isur and Armavatel each other, the Truma and the Arla, they're each Ma'ale each other. And now we are on the top of Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. So we said, Arla is Mevatel Kilayim, Kilayim is Mevatel Arla, Arla is Mevatel Arla, which we said one of those means Ravai. And now we have to the top of Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. So Amar Rebbe Kurius. Amar Rebbe Kurius says, Rebbe Kurius, Lo shatruma ma'ale es ha'orla. The language of the Mishnah that we had was truma is mevatel the arla, arla is mevatel the truma. Not that truma is mevatel arla, and that's the only one, because look in the case of the Mishnah, the example given. It doesn't mean just the truma is being mevatel the arla. Lo shatruma mevatel ma'ale es ha'orla. Ela shatruma mitztarefes emachulin laha'alos es ha'orla. Which is the pashup shot, as we said. It means that there wasn't enough chulin to fall in. There's 90, a little less than 100, even though it says 100, a little less than 100. And then it's the truma that combines a little bit to put it over the top. The truma combines with the chula to put it over the top to be mevatel the truma, to mevatel, and then the arla is also mevatel, the mevatel each other. Okay, fine. Nicha, says the Gemara, the havamina here is not like the maskana of how we understood the Mishnah. Right? We understood the Mishnah is that both of these items, both of the usher items fell in, and they're mevatel each other. That's what we assumed. But the Havamina here, and that's what the Gemara is going to ask, is that it's two separate stages, the Gemara thinks. And the question is, how does each side mevatel the other one? Meaning, usually, as we said yesterday, you have Isser that falls into Heter, and the Heter can be mevatel the Isser. But when you have two Isurim, if you look at them together, one Isser is probably more chumer than the other Isser. So how could that more chamor iser be mevatel the less chamor iser? Right? If it's more chamor, right? You could say a less chamor iser is called heter regarding the more chamor iser, if it's less stringent. But how could it be the other way? So that's the Gemara's question here. Nicha, when you're talking about truma and arla, nicha sha truma malas ha arla, I understand how truma could be mevatel arla. Why is that? Shekein tahora ma'ales ha'tameya. Because you think of truma and arla, truma is more mekel, right? Because truma is able to be eaten by somebody, by kohanim. Arla is also to everybody. It's also ba'na. We had that a couple days ago also. But the truma is also able to be eaten by someone and not arla. So nicha shat truma ma'ales ha'arla shekein tahora ma'ales ha'tameya. Because after all, just as a mashal, the tahora is ma'ala the tameya. If you have truma tahora and truma tameya, so if you have truma tameya, have a little bit of truma tameya that falls into 100 truma tahora, it's batel. Why? Because truma tahora is mevatel it. So that's the way bittul works. Truma tahora is able to be eaten. Truma tameya is not able to be eaten. So I understand tahora is considered heter legabi the tameya. But arla ma'ala es ha'truma. But what's the other direction in the Mishnah? Arla can be ma'ala truma. We're saying it goes in both directions. How is that? Klum tameya ma'ala es ha'tahora. Or you can never have an iser that's ma'ala heta. If you have a little truma tahora that fell into tameya, does that work? And it's all what? It's all tame? Yeah, it's all tame because the truma tahora became tame. Right? So how exactly is the arla being mevatel the truma, right? Rav Chaim Gadevsky, klum iser ma'ala es haheter, iser cannot be ma'ala heter. Hachanami, eich tala ha'arla shehi iser es ha'truma lahatira lazarim. Right? So how can it be that arla, which is more chamor, is going to combine to be ma'ala the truma? So Gemara answers, what's so hard? What's the big deal? Lo eitzel hazarim? Ask the Gemara a rhetorical question. Right? In the case of truma, what, you say the case of truma being mevatel arla is not a problem? That's okay. I understand that. But 1 second. Truma being mevatel arla, but once the dust settles, it's gonna become mutter to a zar. Remember, that's how we started off the Gemara today. The truma is being mitztaref with the chulin in order to be mevatel the arla. So truma being mevatel the arla, it's not like it's an exactly perfect mevatel that the truma is called heter, because truma is going to be mevatel the arla, therefore it's put to a zar. Right, lo eitzel hazarim, shema eitzel hakohanim. Is it only going to be mutter to a kohen? No, that's not true. So you see, it's not about iser and heter one after another. No, as the Gemara said, it's about isur mevatlin zezeh. They fell in together and they knocked each other out as a teammate with the chulin. So that's what's happening. It's not one after another, and you look at each bittel separately. No. And after all, says the Gemara, and what about the next line of the Mishnah? The Ataninan, and what about the Sefer of the Mishnah? Ha'arla ma'alas ha'kelayim, ha'kelayim es ha'arla, ha'arla es ha'arla. What, all of those are all chamor. All of those are all asur bahana. So what are you going to tell me? Oh, it makes sense that Shruma, which is edible halachically, but the Sefer, none of the cases, none of the examples are edible. Shan Yehi, Taman, is there a difference there in the Sefer? Bein Eitzel Zor and Bein Eitzel HaKohanim. Is there a difference between those? Right, there's no difference between those. So just like in the Seifa, it's not that, oh, one is called Heter. They're not. It's not Heter. We're not talking about Heter, Isser falling into Heter. Right, we're talking about Isser Mevatlin Zedzeh, which is a unique concept which we spoke about yesterday, which again is a Chiddush, that one is, it's called a clash. You don't just say they're all usser and they could combine with each other. No, it's called a clash. There is a something that's that's different than the other one. But it's Urim of Atlan Zedzeh. It's at one stage they fell in and they knock off each other with the help of the chulin. Okay. So the Gemara here had a havamina that maybe the only reason that it bittel might work is that it's the truma being mevatel and it's going to the kohanim. It's going to the kohanim. The answer is no, it's not going to the kohanim. It's even coming mutter to the zarim. And the Gemara says the answer is that there's no difference between whether it's going to a Yisrael or going to a Zar. The mitzvah, right, the uniqueness of Kohanim in Halacha, as we know, is they're separated based on the pasuk, a number of psukim that they have rights based on the kedusha that they have. But interesting discussions about the status of a Kohen. Right? If you take the words of the Rambam and the Chinuch separately, you might say that there's a machlokas rishonim. But then if you look at like where the Rambam talks elsewhere, then it's not such a machlokas rishonim. If you look in the Rambam in Mitzvah Zaseh Lamed Beis, right? Mitzvah Zaseh to do something to the Kohanim. Chetzivanu l'chabed zera aron, l'nas'am ul'romaman. What's the mitzvah of v'kidashto? To raise up the Kohanim, to lift them up and to glorify them. Vinasim madrega sam madrega kodemes verishona, and put them first. Viafilu yimanu osalo nishma mehem, and even if they don't want it, you know, don't listen, refuse. So number one, to raise them up. That's one way to understand, and that's what we found. L'chol davar shebekdusha, or the Mishnah Maseches Gittin, they go first. The Azimun and Aliyah and Dibur, right? I think we mentioned a couple weeks ago. We mentioned that Mishnah Brura, where the Mishnah Brura notes why is it that this is not the minhag olam for the Kohanim to go first whenever there's like a speaking, three people speaking, the Kohen goes first. That doesn't happen, right? Or other. Why isn't that? So he discusses that's not the Lamaisa minhag. But that's the Rambam, to raise them up. But if you look in the Chinuch, just by way of contrast, in Reis Samachtes, Lekadesh Zera Aaron, to sanctify them. Lekadshamu Lachnisam Lekarvan. Vizeu Ikra Aseh, to allow them to do the Avodah, to sanctify them. The Gemara talks about if a Kohen is married to a Grusha, you have to force him to get divorced, to sanctify them. V'chein Lahakdim L'chol Ever Shebekdusha. So is the Rambam not saying that? So if you look at elsewhere in the Rambam, it seems like the there's no rachlokas here. Really, there's just two elements of the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of romamus, to raise them up, and there's a mitzvah of kiddush, to sanctify them. And both of those exist. And there are, you might even say that there's different parts of the pasuk, right? Ki eslechem elokecha hu makriv, different parts of the pasuk, v'kidashto, but that is point number one. There is, if you think about it, there are three mitzvahs that talk about kibud. The kibud, the one has to have kavod. There's kavod of, right, of a kohen, right, we just said, to raise them up, lechabdo, avivimo, kibud avim, and kibud rav, right, to be mechabed a rav tamal chacham, So the Rav Asher Weiss in his Sefer on Parshas Emor talks about, even though these three share something, they're all very different though. Kibud Av V'Em, Kvod Rabo, and Kvod Kohen. Right? All of those three. Why? Kvod Ibad Avimo, right? Kibud Av V'Em, Gedro V'Inyonu L'Shamshum L'Sabek Tzorcheim. The root of Kibud Av V'Em is to service. One word. Service them. Right? The examples we usually think that Kibud Av V'Em is, say thank you. Say thank you if they buy you something. Those aren't the examples that Chazal give. Chazal give examples of Kibud Av V'Em of Malbisho, Manilo, when a parent gets old enough that they can't dress themselves and they can't feed themselves, right? That's the real Kibud Av V'Em. Malbish, Mechasehu, Molech, Umevi, right? To take them in and out. So that's really Shimush, service. That's the root of Kibud Av V'Em. The root of Kvod Talmud Chacham, as he says, is Hisbatlus, Hachna'a, to lower myself in front of the Rav, in front of my Rebbe. Not so much service, again, there's an element of service, but really to lower myself. And that's why the Gemara says in Ksubis that Komalacha She'eved Oselarabo, Talmud Oselarabo. An Eved is a different type of, a child could give service. When an Eved gives service, has another, a different element. It's an Eved. Eved is a certain avodos, melachos, that an Eved would do, that not a child. Lo matzino alachazu b'kibud av v'eim. Quote, Kohanim is a third idea. Again, parents is service, and Rav is his spotless, and Kohen is not really focused on me, but focused on them, to raise them up. Romamus. Romamus. Quote, Kohanim in yano yakar v'romamus. Umishimkach ikir in yano kedima. And that's why. Liftoch rishon, levarach rishon. And that is a different type of idea. They are different, but kolel inyan hakavod hanhaga klolus shel kavod shemishutav l'chol mi shemitzav l'chabdo mitzvah l'chabdo hanhaga klolzum asidim beposkim mekomos rabim l'gabi kibud av v'eim. So there is obviously elements that connect to each other, but really he thinks that root these are three different mitzvahs of kibud av v'eim, kivod rabo, and kivod kohen. There is an idea, he doesn't put it together, but he says, and what about a king? A king, the Rambam writes, Kvod gadol nohagin b'melech, umasimin lo ema v'yira b'lev kal adam, shnei rishom tasim tate emasu alecha. That kovet is not really kovet. It's really more ema, right? Emas ha-melech. Som tasim alecha melech. This is maybe it's most similar to a rav, than the others. There's no mitzvah to service the king like parents. There's no mitzvah to raise them up. Maybe it's similar to the Kohen. So it's connected to some of these others, but not fully. There are two elements, though, that Achronim talk about in terms of the status of a Kohen. There is a Mordechai, the Mordechai in Gittin. Mordechai in Meseches Gittin quotes a story. Mordechai in Gittin, Hagos Mordechai in Gittin quotes a story that one time there was a Kohen that was washing Rabbeinu Tam's hands. Kohen sheyotzak mayim adir Rabbeinu Tam. And the Talmud was there and says, how could this be? We learned this. There's a Yerushalmi. We learned this Yerushalmi. I think it was in Brachas. I remember I remember early on in the Seder. Right? The Yerushalmi says, HaMishtamish Pekuna Yilka Hariz Amal. If somebody uses a Kohen, he violates Me'ila. So this Talmud, this other person, asked Rabbeinu Tam, how could you use the Kohen to wash your hands? HaMishtamish Pekuna Yilka. Or Ma'al. Rabbeinu Tam says, Ein kedusha aleihem. No. They don't have kedusha. Why? And he quotes the Gemara in the first parakah of Zvachim. Bizman she bigdeim aleihem kunasam aleihem. Ein bigdeim aleihem. Ein kunasam aleihem. If they have the big day kahuna on, then they're kohanim. That's the most graphic lashon in Maseches Zvachim. If they're not wearing their begadim, they're not kohanim. Ein bigdeim aleihem. Ein kuhunasam aleihem. That's what Rabbeinu Tam quoted. So first of all, what does that line mean? A kohen does not have to wear big day kahuna to eat truma, right? What does it mean? Ein bigdeim aleihem. He's not a kohen. And therefore, how could he? A Kohen doesn't have to duchin with Big Day Kahuna. So what does that mean? And what did Rabbeinu Tam mean? And what does that Yerushalmi mean? Right? What does that Yerushalmi mean? Right? The Ramah quotes that Yerushalmi in Kuf Chav Ches. So Taz quotes this whole story there in Kuf Chav Ches. And the way that Achronim explain it, Rav Soloveitchik explained it this way, that there are two different aspects of the status of a Kohen. Right, if you bedayik in the lashon of the Yerushalmi, what does the Yerushalmi say? Hamishamish mekuhuna ma'al. Ma'al means me'ila, means illegal service, illegal benefit from the from the Beis HaMikdash. So Moshiach Yikun El Ma'al, so what does that reflect? A Kohen has two different statuses. You might say this different ways. There might be a Kohen Lagabe Mikdash and a Kohen Lagabe Gvulin. There's a Kohen, you're a Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash, you're a Kohen in Gvulin. To be a Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash, you have to wear your Big Day Kahuna. You have to wear your Big Day Kahuna for the Kohen to be a Kohen B'Mikdash. If you're not wearing your Kohen B'Mikdash, you're a Kohen B'Gvulin. You're a Kohen outside the Beis HaMikdash. But for halachas related to the Beis HaMikdash, you are not a Kohen. Unless you are wearing your regadim, you might add to this. And you are not drunk, and you have a proper, wash your hands, right? All the, and you have a bris milah, right? If you're missing any of these, then you're not a Kohen Lagabe Avoda. That's what Rav Soloveitchik says, and that's how you get from that word ma'al. But you might even go one step further. It's a little more extreme. More extreme. A Kohen, if you look at the Lashonos in Truman Tetzaveh, a Kohen is formulated as not only a Gavra Ha'oved, but, right, you pour oil on him. He's like a Klisharis in a certain way. That a Kohen is a Klisharis used by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do the Avoda. So he does the Avoda, but he's also a kind of like a Kli. So a Kohen as a Gavra or as a Chefza, right? As a Chefza, he's got to be wearing the Begadim. And as a Gavra, no, he eats true. He doesn't need the Begadim. He's a Kohen outside. So the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam was that he answered is that halacha of Hishtamshus B'Kahuna Ma'al is a function of Kohen B'Migdash. Meaning there's no such halacha about using a Kohen B'Gvulin. And that's why there's no problem with the Kohen washing my hands or carrying my bundles, because that's the halacha only from inside. Only from inside the Kohen Lagabe Mikdash. You have two elements like this Chefza Gavra. You have this in an overlapping context as well. Rav Schechter has this in Ginas Egos in Simin Nunbeis, where he talks all the Sugya of Shechita Lav Avodahi. So again, a big Sugya, that Shechita is, the Gemara says, Lav Avoda. It's not like the other Avodos Hadam. We know there are four Avodos Hadam. Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika. Right, you shecht, you catch the blood, you walk it over to the Mizbeach, and then you sprinkle. Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika. The first one, the Gemara says, Shechita, Lav Avodahi. Right, so what does it mean, Lav Avoda? So there are different Pshatim in the Rishonim. Some say Shechita, Lav Avodahi means, well, you have a parallel in Chulin. Shechita, you have Shechita's Chulin, you have Shechita's Kadshim. So Shechita is not a unique Avoda to Kadshim. Shechita, Lav Avodahi. But a number of Rishonim, Tosfos quotes, Shechita Lav Avodahi, it's somewhat different, and that's why a Yisrael is allowed to do it. A Zara is allowed to do it. Right? The only Avoda that a Kohen could do, a Yisrael could do, is Shechita. So that's not, if I remember, those two things aren't connected in the Gemara. The Rishonim connect those. Shechita Ksheir Bazar and Shechita Lav Avodahi. Right? And Tosfos quotes that Shechita Lav Avodahi, because it's reflected by Shechita Ksheir Bazar. But one second, it's one of the Dalal Avodos Hadam, Shechita. What does it mean, Lav Avodahi? And also, there's major proofs on both sides of the issue. There are lists of makoros on both sides. Is there a lechatchila for a Kohen to do it? Or is there a lechatchila for a Zar to do it? This is the only thing a Zar can do. Let him do it. Lechatchila. Or you might say, no, but it's still an avoda. So let a Kohen do it if it's possible. So again, the major makoros on both sides. On both sides of the issue. So he quotes here in Simon Nun Beis that you might say, mitzad the chefza of the animal, it is an avoda, but mitzad the gavra ha'oved is not an avoda. And that's why it's done. Mitzad the animal needs an avoda to be done. You have to have the dalat avoda sadam. As you quote, t'me'achad b'shchita lo be'inon sheyeh shochet b'fnim ba'azara. Right, the shochet, the animal has to be in the azara, but the shochet can be outside the azara. Where it talks about that. So why is that? Because shchita l'avodahi, but the animal has to be in the azara. So, hare de lo be'inan hechsher makom ba'at ha-gavra ha-shochet, ela ba'at ha-karban bilvad, v'zeh mochiach, do leka b'shchita kiyam kaful, of gavra and chefza, ela raka kiyam ba'ha-chefza da-karban, b'mashu nishchat kimitzvaso, ach kiyam ha-gavra leka, shenomar de'inan b'shchita sheyase ha-gavra avodes ha-shchita. May high time alo be'inan kuhuna. The dap ge'ech de'inan sheyase ha-gavra avoda, that's why you need a Kohen. But mitzad the gavra, shchita is only a avoda mitzad the chefts of the carbon, not mitzad the gavra of the kohen. Again, you have these double element. That we discussed in the past, carbonos, the mitzvah is that it shall be eaten, not that a kohen has to eat it. So that also, mitzad the gavra, it's a carbon, it has to be eaten, but every kohen doesn't have a chiyuv to eat it themselves. It's a lot about the double aspect of avoda, but we related this to the double status of a kohen, that the kohen himself might have a double status of a kohen legabe mikdash and the kohen legabe avoda. And obviously, what we're talking about here in our Gemara about eating truma, it's kohen legabe gvulin, and that's why kohen does not have to eat his he doesn't have to eat his truma with begadim, even though, just to note, even though all of the kedusha of a kohen does come from one source, that's Aaron a kohen. You might say Aaron himself had two statuses, but when the kohen duchins, when the kohen eats truma, asher kedushanu b'mitzvosav, right, and the b'kedushaso shel Aaron. I'm trying to read that. That's the last Rambam in Hilchos Trumas. The last Rambam in Hilchos Trumas, he quotes the bracha also. The Rambam says, "Kala ochal truma mevarech birchas oso machal." You say bar for eight or whatever it is. V'yachakem mevarech asher kedushanu b'kedushaso shel Aaron v'tzivanu lechal truma. Right, that's the b'kedushaso shel Aaron. So that b'kedushaso shel Aaron is the source for both, even a kohen legabe gvulin. Right, the status comes from it from way back, but it's not. It does split up in terms of two areas. Okay. Back to the Gemara. So we already said in the Mishnah, but let's read it now in the Gemara. Sa truma shenavla toch sa meya. Remember, a saw of truma that fell into 100, and we said it doesn't really mean 100, because then it'll be batel already. It says saw fell into truma, and then arla fell in. So Gemara says, Amar Abalazar, less kan lotoch meya. It doesn't really mean into 100. Elo toch tisha v'tisha. It means just less than 100, because that was the point of the Mishnah, that something else then fell in and was ma'ala. Well, so the next line, saw arla shenafla latoch matayim, v'amar b'lazer less kan latoch masayim. Doesn't mean into 200, el latoch mea v'tisha means just less than. Just less than. Again, that's how we interpreted the Mishnah, and that's how the Gemara is explaining it. Good. Says the Mishnah. Next Mishnah. We referred to this Mishnah already earlier, but look, the Pnei Moshe here gives a hakdama, gives a background to this Mishnah. Look at the Pnei Moshe. Kolomar, what we're about to say. Tekan Balashmienu, we're about to learn in our Mishnah. Tahani Shiurim, you see the top of Pnei Moshe. Tahani Shiurim Shamur Chachamim, everything we've learned in this parak already. Binis Arev Isser Beheter Min Bemino, what we've learned already in this parak, when there's an Isser that's Masari Beheter Min Bemino. Tibitruma Hashir Bechonumea. Uarlo Vikilaya Karen Bechonumasayim, 1 in 100, 1 in 200. Kalza Dafka, Bishalohaya Haisser. That's only talking about regular food items, what the Gemara called before Basar Babasar. But when you have davar shu mechameit, something that leavens, that causes the dough to rise, o mitavel, or it's a special type of seasoning or spice, o davar chashuv, velonis ari v'nidme betoch haheter, ela ome kamoshu, and it's there, right? So if you have any of those, the shiurim are going to be different. That's the yisod of this Mishnah. The 100, 200, all those shiurim, that's only a regular case where something could be batel. But if you have a davar chashuv, you have something that the effects of it are felt even in 100 or 200, then bittel is not going to take place. So says the Mishnah now. Kala mechametz. If you have some type of arla or kilaya kerem that leavens, I know you have Marafolda says you have isa tapuchim. You have some type of fermented arla apples, isa tapuchim, right? Oshimra yayin, some wine dregs, that some type of, you gotta have an arla kilakarim case that you have some type of ferment, leavening agent. So you have some type of leavening agent, called machabe. So amitavel, or you have very strong seasoning or spices of arla or kilakarim. Vamidamea. Vamidamea means the same exact thing as the first two, but it's just talking about truma. Right, because that's dimua. So you have truma that's being mechametz or mitabel, bitruma, uba arlo, uba kelaya karem, usr. So all these things are usr even more than 1 and 200, the 100 and 200 shiurim. Because why? Either because it's considered davar chashuv, and davar chashuv is not batel. Because it affected the mixture. It fermented it. You can taste the taste. So either it's davar chashuv, or maybe it's all nechshav taste. So all nechshav no sein tam. One of those formulations. Fine. Beishamei omrim af mitamei. Beishamei says, wow, even mitamei, meaning what? Usually, there's a shear of tumah. For food to become tamei, that's a machlokes rishonim, but some rishonim say, the Rambam, any amount, any tiny amount, any crumb of a food item could become tamei. But to transmit tumah, it has to be the size of an egg. It has to be the size of an egg to make something else tummy. The Ras Sirlio here on the bottom right, he quotes the drasha from Parsha Shmini. Mikra de mikol ha'ochel asher ye'ochel. Right, it has to be at least the size of an egg. So the chiddush of Beishamai is that even to be matameh, these items, right, if it's a seasoning or, so that's matameh even less, even a tiny amount. Af matameh, less than an egg size. Ubeisil omer, Yisil argues, lo olamino matameh etche bokebeitza. Beisil says, no, has to be the size of an egg. Even these has to be the size of an egg, right? That's Bachlokas, Beishamai, and Beisil. Se adustai ishkvar itma itama haiba tamide shamai. This person, Dostai, that came from the village of Itama, was from Tamide Shamai. Va'amar, and he said, Shalti Shamai Azakain, I asked Shamai Azakain this question of Amar, Lolamina Matame Echebo Kabetsa. And he says, it's gotta be a Beitza. Meaning, I think all of Beishamai got it wrong. I asked Shamai, the great elder, and he said, like Beis Hillel. So I think they all got it wrong. Rather, Rasirlio quotes from the Gemara in Sota Daf Mem Zayin, where the Gemara there says, that's in the Gemara of Misharabu, the Misharabu Gemara. It's Misharabu, Abanafim, this happened, and Misharabu, Ratzchanim. So there it says, on the bottom of Mem Zayin, Mabez and Sota, Misharabu, Talmidei Shammai Vehillel, Shaloshimshu Kol Tzarchan, Rabu Machlokas B'Yisrael, Vanasis Torah Kishtei Toros. Right, so there the Gemara even says, Talmidei Shammai Vehillel. So, as we know, Shammai and Hillel didn't have too many machlokos, right? Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel had many. So here, the Dostai Ishkvar, Itama says that the Talmidei Beis Shammai got this one wrong. Ulama Amru, so now the Gemara says, there's a lot to talk about here, but we'll just go to the Gemara now. Ulama Amru, kol machavei zamatava madam elachmir, mitameya, for what did we say all these halachas, that if it spices or it leavens, lahachmir bin bimino, that's, if it's min bimino, that it's always lachumra, but by min b'she'eno mino, if it's not in its type, then it could be lakula sometimes. The Mishnah is going to explain. Ketzad. Let me explain. By min b'mino, it's always lachumra. By min b'she'eno mino, sometimes lachumra, sometimes lakula. Let's explain. Sa'ar shel chitim. You have truma wheat. Truma wheat. Sa'ar shel chitim. Shenafal atoch isas chitim. That's min b'mino. Wheat in wheat. You have truma wheat that fell into chulin wheat. The yeshbo, but the first wheat is maybe became sourdough, right? It's a sourdough of truma should have fell into the wheat, but those are both considered mimbamino. The yeshbo gilachametz, and the truma has enough power in it to leaven the whole mixture. So then you know what? It doesn't matter the shear. Even if there's 101 altogether. Either the 101 altogether. If there's enough kedei lachametz, so then it's going to be aser. Ein bo lalos bechanumeya. If there isn't 101, if there's not 101, then it's going to be aser anyway. Also, even if it's not enough to leaven it. Bein sheish bo kedei lachametz, bein sheibo kedei lachametz aser. Meaning min b'mino is always going to be aser. Either if it's less than 1 to 100, or if it has enough kedei lachametz the mixture. But lahaka lachmir min b'she'eno mino ketzad. But by min b'she'eno mino, it's not always lachumra. Meaning, grisim, shenis bashlo madashim, you have grisim, which are crushed truma beans. Crushed truma beans. So that was the cooked with adashim, with lentils, that's min b'she'eno mino. So what does min b'she'eno mino always go by? No Saint Tom. V'yesh b'hem b'no Saint Tom. So b'en sheyesh b'hem k'di alas b'echon omeya, b'en sheyesh b'echon omeya, b'echon omeya, usher. So when it comes to min b'she'eno mino, even by truma, you go by no Saint Tom. You go by no Saint Tom. Right, the shear of 1 to 100, 1 to 200 is only min b'mino. By min b'she'eno mino, you just go by what it tastes like. So if it doesn't taste like it, if it does taste like it, it's going to be usher no matter what. Ein b'hem b'no Saint Tom, if it doesn't give off the taste, that even less than 100 is going to be mutter. Bein sheyesh b'hem k'dei lalos b'echon omeya, bein sheyesh b'hem k'dei lalos b'echon omeya, mutter, that's going to be mutter. Meaning the remez we had earlier, the beginning of the parak on Daf Yud Ches, the remez of, remember we learned it out, ektis mikdasho mimenu, the remez of the trumas meiser falling back in, and that's the shear of 1 to 100, right? That whole shear, that whole remez only by min b'mino. By min b'she'eno mino, you go by no Saint Tom, and that is the yisod. And as we know, we all by other yisurim, you go by shishim. That's usually what no Saint Tom is. We had a little bit of halachas of Tumah Vatara here about the rule, right? The Rambam Paskins, by the way, like the case of, in terms of becoming Tameh, any amount being mit Tameh, the egg size. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Ochlin. Berak Dalit Alacha Aleph. Kamashir Ochlin Lutuma, Lutumas Atzman, Kol Shehain. Lutumas Atzman, any amount. Afilu Shardal, even a tiny sesame seed or mustard seed. Shenamar mikol ochal sheri yachel kolshu vein ochal tami mitami ochal acher o mashkin o yadayim achiyebo kibetsa below klipasa to be mitami others. But the Mishlo Melech here notes that there are others that say no. Even to become tami, it has to be the shear of an egg. He says nistapakti, a classic Mishlo Melech type of question. According to the opinions that say only an egg size could become tami. So what if you have two half of the eggs? They became tami, so they weren't mitami at the moment, and then you put them together. Do they now become tami? Because now it's an egg size that became tame, or does it have to be mistame, you know, at the moment that it's the size? So that's what the Mishnah Melech just wonders. Lamanda Amar Ochal Pachad Bekebeitza Inam Akabatoma Im Shnei Chatzoi Beitza Nitzmu Kol Echad Bifnei Atzmo The Chazrim and its Tarfu. Right, this is similar to what we just spoke about a couple of days ago about Ein Isser Chal Isser. Is there an Isser, but it just doesn't like, it's Chal, but there's no Onesh? Like here, is there a certain type of Tuma, but it's like held in abeyance because there's less of a shear, or it's not tame at all? So then when it becomes combines, you know, it becomes tummy or not. Right? So that's the question of Mishlo Melech, which he does not answer. It goes back and forth. Again, there's a lot more. We didn't get to do it. I was going to the Rambam in the Hakdama to Taras. Remember the Rambam? The Rambam says, you have to know Taras. Read my Hakdama, 10 pages. That's, you have to know it like you know Kriya Shema. That's the Rambam's Lashon. There's more there. Another time, maybe we'll read it more. He says, you have to know Taurus. He said, it's hard, the Rambam says. To know it, and you have to know it like you know Kriya Shema. And that means even if you read it 1,000 times, that might not be enough. Read this Hagdama, and then once you do that, then you'll know all of Tumah V'Tara, this Seder, which is more challenging, the Rambam says. The Rambam loved Taurus, where we have many Kisvei Yad of the Rambam's Hagdama to Taurus, but the Rambam says there, you have to know my Hagdama like you know Kriya Shema by heart. So, let's get working. Okay, we'll stop here.